VA Mobile.
To the Fat Track then, to the 450WC.
And where in the world have you been?
Lordy, Dave, I've been busy. I've been extremely busy.
I've been busy doing a whole lot of nothing. That's what it is. Well, you know, being retired and everything, my schedule's kind of flexible. I'm headed out to play some tennis right now.
Does
not surprise me, because I know you like to play your thing. How's it been,
Dave? I haven't talked to you, and gosh, I don't know how long.
I'm doing good. Just about the same, and just been, you know, playing a lot of tennis and you know, doing the ham radio thing and busy, of course, this time of year, busy keeping the yard up. Right now we're, I've got a guy at the house running, 110 to my building out back, so it's already wired and ready to go. It just needs power, and so I'm kind of excited about that, because I can, you know, I've got some tools out there I can plug in and use, and he's doing some other stuff to the house too. We're having our Florida room redone.
Okay, that's good. I remember I came up to your house that one time. It was pretty nice. I'm not gonna lie. And your station set up, and that was nice too. You're speaking of radios and antennas, I might be coming into a HF radio here soon. It's gonna be a little different than what you got.
I'm
hoping it's
going to
do good job.
I've had one of those, and it's not a bad radio. In fact, I had a little trouble with the board on the very front there. Can't remember what all was going on with it. It's been a while back, but I know I had volume control problems. I think there was some display problems too. And you know, they sent me a brand new board for that thing for nothing. And I stuck it on there and fixed the problem. But it was a decent rig. It had a little hum on 6 meters, but FM, but other than that, it seemed to do pretty good.
I've done a little research on it, it does do 100 watts, so that should get me 20 of contacts on HF, I would hope.
Antenna.
Huh? might be a hard one, but I'm thinking about getting one of those portable antennas, like a little tripod with Yagi, or omnidirectional or something like that. Something like this, takes a bit up from the bed.
You can do like I've done and just shoot you a wire up in the trees, and I tell you, you could just put like a dipole up there, and it would cover. In fact, you can get them that covered, I think, just about every band that radio, transmits on, and it'll do you a good job. But if you have some trees you can use, but anyway.
It's a mystery antenna.
Say that again.
Yeah, it's like a mystery antenna.
Got it's a Carolina Wyndham, but and it's 135 feet long, and they make one that's over 200 feet long. If you want to cover 160, mine doesn't do 160, but it does 6 meters through 80. So, and it does a great job.
I'm going to keep my eye out on those Carolina Windings. I think I might get the ones that goes from 6 to 160. That way I got it all covered.
And they're not real expensive. In fact, you can make one. I made what I've got. I had it for years, and I finally had to replace one of the... it's off center fed, and the shorter lead had a break in it somewhere, and so I just replaced all the wire that's up in the trees that runs the 135 feet. Then you got a balance that up there, and then you run 21 feet of coax down to a isolator, and then that's where you hook your coax in, and so it transmits on that 21 feet kind of omnidirectionally, so you can actually talk to people right next door to you on HF. It's really interesting. A lot of HF antennas you can't do that. And then of course the part that's up in the trees does the rest of the work, but it's a great antenna, and I've replaced every single thing on that thing, and it really wasn't that expensive. I think it got one thing got hit by lightning, but the brake was just from wear and tear. It was an older antenna when I bought it. I bought it used from a friend of mine.
All right, that makes sense.
But,
hey, I'm going to keep an eye out for it. If it lasts, it lasts. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, I liked it so well, and I'm in a HOA too, so if I have it up in the trees, they can't see it, and so I don't have a tower, and but this serves me well, and I just have a little 2 meter 440 J pole on the back of the house that you can't see from the road, so nobody knows it's there. So that's really the only other antenna I have up, other than the Wyndham.
Go ahead, Jason, jump in there with us.
Wyndham the J poles, and I'm like, hey, that's the same thing I got sitting at my house. Am I copying you, or are you copying me? I tell you, they're good antennas. I mean, you know, so they do a good job. So I'm happy with them.
A G5RV, and I couldn't get it to talk worth a darn without a lot of tuner work, so I gave up on that and went to the Carolina Wyndham 80, and that sucker works pretty darn good.
I've got I just don't have the room for the other one, the length. My lot's not big enough in the back to where the trees are to string up that much antenna. So I had to go with the shorter one, but it works out good because I can listen to 160. I just can't transmit on that. I've tried, but the guys that hear me say they can hear me, but they can't, understand what I'm saying. So, but I gave it a shot anyway.
Yeah.
I'm running QRP. I'm running out of Flex 1500, 5 watts max, and doing that all through digital, and trying to think furthest. It's been Australia, One Direction, and Ukraine, I think, was actually the other direction.
Awesome. I tell you, I've done some Australia stations and Japan and everything in between. So, and on the HF, I've talked to St. Petersburg, Russia, and so it seems to be doing a good job. So I'm certainly not complaining about it.
The only thing I could do to make it work a little bit better is it's a little too low. The feed point for it is actually only about 4 feet off the ground. But the way my lot runs, the house is in the middle of a valley, and I just did not have a slingshot that could get up high enough at the time I put it up. But need to raise it another 10 feet or so would be good.
Yeah, I used mine at 30 feet for a long time, and before I had to bring it down, or it came down, and that's when I rebuilt it. But it's at the top of the trees now. It's at about probably 50 feet, but it did really good at 30 feet. So I was happy with it then. Well, I'm gonna check out a game here in about 6-7 minutes. So. I got a scoop. 73s to all, and talk to you later. KB4 CBA Mobile.
73 KL4 WWZ.
KB4 CTD Mobile.
KB4 CTD KL4 WWZ. Good morning, sir.
Are you what part of the world are you in?
In Hamilton, South Carolina, and the fact that you mentioned low power operation and QRP, I'm operating off of 5 watts on a handheld using a mag mount antenna on my truck. And it seems to be doing pretty good.
I'm missing a couple of spots here and there. You got a lot of static in there for my ears.
Okay, that makes sense. My apologies, sir.
It's more like a white noise, but that's because of your reduced power.
Well, I'm just happy that I can make it into the receiver of 5 watts, especially this far away. That surprises me.
And who did you say, Central?
In Pendleton, Tennessee. Pendleton, South Carolina.
Know where that is, too. It's quite amazing where you can reach on less power than a light bulb, and a lot of people don't understand that.
I never really understood that. I mean, I know that word track lane, I know that Fox is on, but I just never understood how 5 watts can make it all the way from Pendleton to Caesar's Head, or from here to Caesar's Head. I mean, that is quite amazing. I'm having a six-mile mountain blocking you, or table rock blocking you,
because I know there is a dead zone over towards Table Rock somewhere, which I will be going through in a little bit. Yippee.
Where are you right now?
I'm over by Glassy Mountain in Greenville, and I'm going to Clemson, and I'm going the northern route, so I can stay away from the lunatics.
I feel towards where I am then.
Not going the full northern route, so I won't be on 11, but I'll be on, what is that, probably Dacusville Highway.
86, and if I'm thinking correctly, if you're going to come in to Pendleton and Clinton, you're going to end up going 178 via 183 or Highway 8 for Pickens, and then once you hit 178, you're going to be passing through Pendleton after you get to Liberty. You probably come off the Highway 28 if I'm thinking the route you're taking is correct.
On 11 to, and then I don't remember which one it is, but come through 6 Mile. And that's usually the better route for me.
Okay, alright, well. Yeah, as soon as we're getting close to Clinton, you know, give me a holler. If I'm not busy, I'll see if maybe we can talk to each other on Netflix.
I have to go and pick up cabinets. Yippee. Doing a renovation over in Clemson. So today's a work day, but we'll see how things play out.
It's a work day today, too. We kind of got a little bit of a quiet day, so we're able to kind of relax a little bit.
Well, anyway, I got to make a detour. They're actually paving a route. I know, it's a shock they're doing something, but right now it's nothing but a dirty. They're doing that grind up the road, maybe put some dirt down, drop some cement in it, and just make a royal mess out of things. So give me just a couple of minutes to make this detour.
All right, well, I'll be standing by, KOR WWV.